are the new kids on the radio block. And that block happens to be on Wisconsin Ave, Waukesha. Now is a great time to advertise locally with 540 AM and the Shaw 101 FM. While the ads are inexpensive and the audience is rapidly growing. Sponsorships available for This Week in Waukesha, Raised in the Shaw, or live local music on the weekends. Spring packages starting at just $495 a month. Get started today by emailing info@waukradio.com.
Hi, everyone. My name is Matt McNeil, and I'm looking forward to joining you on weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. starting July 5th on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM. It's 1 hour every day where we'll talk a lot about regional and national politics, but we'll also talk about a lot of non-political things, too. And you're welcome to call into the show at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, let me be your afternoon quickie. It's The Aggressive Progressive, The Matt McNeil Show, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons starting July 5th on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
For the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, I'm Luke Mathers with your headlines. The Shaw 101 FM will be broadcasting the surprise January 6th committee hearings live, gavel to gavel, today starting at noon. Last night, a debate was held in Green Bay for the Republican gubernatorial candidates running to challenge Governor Tony Evers this fall. However, the frontrunner in the latest Marquette University Law School poll, Tim Michaels, chose not to attend the debate. The partisan primary for Wisconsin is 6 weeks from today, Tuesday, August 9th. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is defending the Wisconsin lawyers that have been revealed by the House Select Committee to have played a role in attempting to replace Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes in the 2020 presidential election with fraudulent electors. Mainly sunny skies to start the day with a few afternoon clouds and an expected high of 81 degrees. A 60% chance for rain showers this evening with clearing overnight and a low of 58 degrees. You're listening to the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, you just don't understand, you know, how cruel people can be. And when I woke up this morning and the first thing I saw was the 46 migrants found dead inside a tractor trailer near San Antonio. And all you could think of was that many people crammed into the back of a tractor trailer, no windows, no water, no air conditioning. They said it was a refrigeration truck, but the refrigeration wasn't working. Somebody knew. They've got three people in custody. But they knew what they were doing. Those people who got into the back of that truck, migrants from Mexico, who were leaving Mexico in hopes that they would find a better future. Man, can you imagine? It's like sardines packed in a can. The only difference is sardines packed in a can are already dead. And they're sealed. And so, you know, but to put human beings into that kind of situation, that kind of environment, no water, 100-degree temperatures, and then leave the truck. If ever there was a death penalty, and somebody who's deserving of a death sentence, it is the three men who were engaged in that. And it does address or go to the policies that we have in place and those people at the border and their desperation to get into this country. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what it takes? Let him on. Yeah, CJ, what's going on?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Hi to Sam. You know, at the root of this problem, it's the invitation by President Biden, come. Says he doesn't want him.
Hey, CJ.
Do nothing, Kamala.
Hey, CJ. You know, the more I hear you, the more I listen to you, the more I realize you just can't help it. You know, you don't have the depth to understand the depth of the issue. This was happening long before Joe Biden even got into office, or are you unaware of that?
Look at the numbers, Earl. You're false. You're lying, and it's not true.
Okay, so let me say to you. So let me say to you, man. So let me say this to you. I'm not going to argue with you. You know,
you are so. Because you can't dispute
facts. Listen, man. Listen, I'll just cut you off. You know, you're so ignorant.
That you call
a host of his own radio show a liar. I've never called you a liar, but it shows what kind of person you are.
I said you're not looking at the facts.
No, you said I'm a liar, okay?
Well,
you said I'm a liar. I'm a liar.
Okay.
And so let me say this to you.
You are lying, the facts.
Cut him off.
And you don't ever
have to appear on this show ever again. You know, I'm not going to lose my composure over somebody as ignorant as you. You are an ignorant person who repeats the same things over and over again. What's been going on at the border has been going on at the border for longer than, you know, CJ has been alive. But he's so ignorant that he doesn't know any better. I'm going to go back. I'm not going to let him upset me because he doesn't know any better. The bottom line is those people were at the border. They were trying to get in this nation because they're looking for a better life. That's what this nation has touted since the inception of it. What's on the Statue of Liberty, CJ, or do you know what that is? Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. Joe Biden didn't put that on the Statue of Liberty. It's been there. I know what this nation stands for. And just because bigots like you don't want to give opportunities, equal opportunities to everybody, that's what's at the root of all of this. Those people are coming here, you know why? Because they know somebody's going to give them a job. You and other clowns like you don't say anything about the people who offer them jobs to come. You don't get it. You don't understand. You don't have the capabilities to understand. And so I'm gonna do this. I'm no longer going to allow a conversation with CJ, Sam. From this point forward, he's just not capable of having a conversation that's based on anything other than, you know, what he saw on Fox News. The truth of the matter is, those people are needed in this society. There are not enough people to fill the jobs. When the information gets to people in Mexico, they already know from their family members who are already here that these opportunities exist in this country. That's why they come. They don't come because Joe Biden said, hey, the border is open to everybody. That's not the issue. The issue is this nation knows it can't make it without those migrant workers. That's the truth. It doesn't matter whether it's Donald Trump or who it is. That's the truth. At some point in time, our nation is going to realize what other European nations already realize. Our societies can't exist, can't survive. There is no future without the migrant worker. That's what's at the root of it. But I want to get back to the fact that there were three people who are less than human who piled all of those people into the semi. Those people never thought for one minute that the persons who they paid to bring them across was going to be so inhuman that they didn't provide water or air for them. All they knew is they were looking for a better life. Was that enough reason that they died in that manner? Yes, the three people who did it deserve, in my opinion, the death penalty. When that many people lose their lives because of you, and you didn't look at them as even human beings, not human enough to even offer them water.
Literally cooked.
You know what it reminds me of, Sam? It reminds me of the slave ships when they brought Africans over the shores to the shores of America, packed.
It sounds just like that. Yeah, you're right.
That's exactly what that was. And yet, you know, 16 additional people, four children were taken to the hospital, but all those people died trying to get to this country.
Just wanting a better life.
That's all they wanted. They're not criminals. I don't care what, you know, clowns like CJ and others say. They didn't deserve to lose their lives. And our policies, as it relates to that, knowing that we need those people. Well, those people are criminals and rapists. Hey, CJ, you know, we've got enough criminals and racists and rapists already in our country. You know, that's not what those people are. Those people come here to work for a better life. So listen, we've got to go to a break. Okay. So what do you say? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. It's a bad situation.